We're about to jump into things that only 70s kids would remember, and I happen to be a 70s kid, and I'm looking at this stuff, and we're going to reminisce about some of the things that only 70s kids would remember. Now, Dan, being born in 81, you're an 80s kid, and then early 90s kind of cusp,
right.
Correct?
Right.
So, like, what are things that were staples when you were a kid? Do you remember? It was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Was that a big...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was probably, you know, the cartoon. Cable was huge, you know. Having that and being, you know, going to people's houses and things like that. You know, you had mentioned in, as part of the Christmas special how the VHS tape kind of changed everything when you got it for Christmas, and it was $2,000 and weighed 100 pounds. Probably for us 80s kids, cable became that.
Right.
You know, remembering going to people's houses, and I did not have the experience of, you know, the four channels, but I did remember having very limited options.
Right.
And then all of a sudden being like, wait, there's the number past 32,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's funny. We didn't get cable in the city of Chicago until like the mid 80s. You know, people in the suburbs got it like in the late 70s. And I, you know, when I was in high school, I was always envious of the kids that lived in the suburbs because they had, you know, Showtime and they had all these, you know, they had all the movie channels. I had, when I was in high school, there were two like pay channels. Do you remember On TV?
I do not.
There was On TV and there was Spectrum. And those were like your pay channels. What happens is somebody would come out like and they would put an antenna on your outside of your house, and they give you a box. It was like a cable box, but it only was one channel, and it was On TV. And they would broadcast. There was a scrambler that you would have. They would broadcast on channel 44, but it was scrambled. You know, so it was like scrambled cable. But if you had the descrambler, it was a subscription service, and it was just one channel, and it wasn't on 24 hours. It was on for like, I don't know, 8 hours, 8, 10 hours. And, you know, they would just show like two or three movies a day, and that was about it. And then they would do like adult movies late at night. And that was, we had Spectrum. A lot of the people in the city had On TV. On TV was the more popular one. Spectrum was not. We had Spectrum in my house. So that was like a big thing in the early 80s, And then finally cable shows up like in 80. We got it in 85. But we lived south of Grand Avenue or Fullerton. We also lived south of Grand Avenue, my folks and I. But it was like Fullerton and North didn't have cable yet. And all of my friends lived in the Portage Park area, so they were north of Fullerton, and I was the only one who lived south of Fullerton. So I got a cable before all my friends did, which meant that every one of my friends came over to watch Live Aid. We had like 20 people in my parents' living room, in our living room, and they stayed for hours because I had cable and I was the only one who was able to watch. I was the only one who was able to get all of Live Aid.
That's funny.
So we had just like a giant room full of my idiot friends watching Live Aid. I just remember that was the big deal. Nick's got cable. We're all going to Nick's house to watch Live Aid. We ordered pizzas. We just sat in front of the TV for hours and hours watching all the coverage of Live Aid in Philadelphia and in England and all that stuff. So, but yeah, VHS. That was a big thing. Yeah, and the first.
Do you remember how much the tapes cost?
Do you mean like blank tapes,
or just
like, well, movies? Movie, oh, yeah. Well, movies are like $80, $90. You could rent them. But if you wanted to buy a VHS tape, it was like $100. It was like $90, $100. Very expensive. And I think blank tapes were like, I think they, at one point they were like $6 a tape, which just did crazy. And the first VCR that we had was a Magnavox VCR, and it was a top loader. So you would press the button and the thing would pop up, and it was about the size of a Buick. It was ridiculous, and it had like the fake wood paneling on it to go along with your wood console TV, you know.
Did it have a rewind button?
It had a rewind, yeah, but not a remote.
Okay.
It had a remote that had a cord you could plug in, and here's what the remote did. It paused things. So it was a remote on a cord that wasn't long enough to get to the couch. So you
wasn't now. So was that one of the more advanced ones? Because I remember specifically like rewind only devices.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that was you would have a yeah. We had one of those. Rewinders or whatever they were called. Because if you rented a movie, I got to sneeze here. Hang on.
You got it. While you do that, I will point out 847 texted in and said, with on TV, you also got, or this might
sports vision. Sports vision, yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, that's how you had to watch the Hawks, too.
Hawks, yeah.
You had to pay to watch the Hawks. Yeah. That was back in the day when old man Wirtz owned the when and decided it wasn't a good idea to broadcast Hawks games. But anyway, what was I going to say about the VCR?
Right. The rewinders.
Yeah, the rewinders were because you could, according to the reason why they sold these things separately, was that if you rewound a lot of tape in your VCR, it could ruin the heads,
okay,
or it could ruin the system, and you always had to, you know, if you returned a videotape to a video store and it wasn't rewound, they charged you,
right,
so it had to be rewound. So you'd watch a movie and stick it in the machine underneath, like ours was on a shelf underneath, and you'd stick it in there, and boom, and it would rewind it without having to use your VCR. So it was less wear and tear on your VCR.
Gotcha.
But you had to rewind the tapes, otherwise you'd get...
The Blockbuster fee.
Yeah, the Blockbuster fee. That was ridiculous. But yeah, that first VCR was just absurd. And then, you know, as time went on, they were streamlined, they were smaller, and, you know, you could get them for opening a bank account. You know, it got to that point. I think my parents spent like $2,000 on the first VCR. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, you know, that was a big chunk of change, especially for my folks. We didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid, when I was growing up. And, you know, my parents were very supportive of my insane obsession with movies. And so they spent a good chunk of change to get that VCR. So now, Esmeralda, you remember your first VCR? Did you guys have your first VCR?
I think we always had one since I've been born.
Because you were born in 83.
Yes.
Yeah. So that would be about right. Yeah. 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 But yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I mean, I grew up in the 70s and, you know, I don't want to sound like an old man, but I do remember having a black and white TV. Like, I'm old enough to remember a black and white. It wasn't in the living room. The black and white TV was like in the other, like in the bedroom. You would go to the bedroom to watch the black and white. And we had the, you know, the three major networks and then the UHF channels. And that was it. And on TV and Spectrum. So, but yeah, growing up in the 70s, there's a lot of stuff that only 70s kids would remember. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, Esmeralda, what do you remember specifically? What was big when you were a kid? I mean, you're around the same age as Dan, a couple of years younger than Dan.
I would say the big, I was actually, who was I? Oh, I was just trying to be all crotchety one day. A few days ago, I was with V, and there's just some kids walking by, and I'm like, look at them in their Jordans. And I was just thinking, we had L.A. gear.
Oh, yeah, man.
With the tiny license plate that came with it. It's like a little rubber license plate.
V is your age, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you guys can identify with that.
Yeah.
So when you said L.A. gear, he was like, yeah!
He's like, yeah, I remember those. Although I didn't even know if they had men's. I'm assuming they did.
I've always worn Chucks, so I don't...
Yeah. I want to say they
oh.
did.
What was that?
I want to say they did.
Yeah, I just remember I had a pair of, and they were like kind of high toppy sort of. Or
I remember
like
the commercials. I certainly remember the commercials. Yeah, very 80s, man.
Yeah, I thought I was so cool in those.
Late 80s, very 80s. Did you ever wear Zumbas?
No one ever wore Zumbas.
Do people still wear them? You ever see dudes in the gym?
Oh, yeah. Just go to Soldier Field on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The crowd.
I like the ones that had like the leopard patterns, you know. 312-981-7200. What do you remember from your childhood staples? The '70s, right there. Yeah. Hey, here's a funny thing, Dan. At the Tuesday night screening of Rocky, when he first goes out, when he first starts to train. And from that moment when he gets up and cracks six eggs into the six raw eggs into the glass and drinks it, which made, you know, it's still to this day, people go, ew. You know, it's an iconic moment in the movie. Now, Esmeralda, you haven't seen it. But Sylvester Stallone gets up out of bed at 4 o'clock because he's got to train for the big fight. And the first thing he does, he's got a big plastic glass on top of his fridge. He cracks 6 raw eggs into it and just guzzles it.
Is that just time?
I don't know. All I know is, you know, but he, and Stallone really did it. Like, he really did, and he drank 6 raw eggs. And I'm assuming it's for the protein, and I don't know if...
Right, it's for the protein, but...
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, I mean, could you make them scramble?
Yeah.
Was it a time
thing? Maybe it loses some protein in the cooking process.
I mean,
maybe
I could see drinking them that fast because then, because, you know, I guess 6 eggs is a lot to eat.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you're just chugging,
he downs it.
It's a bit easier.
Yeah, that's the first. But that was like, and it still gets a reaction. That, you know, that movie's almost 42 years old. Yeah. Everybody in that theater Tuesday night went, ugh.
See, and I'm not so, I don't know. I don't get so ill about it because I see stuff online and things of just putting like eggs in your coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
I'm just, I'm leery of raw eggs, man. I mean,
if you get good eggs.
Yeah. I don't think Rocky Balboa had good eggs. My guess would be that.
I mean, it's the 70s.
Yeah, and he lived in a dump, and he has no money, so I'm assuming he's got, you know, like...
They were probably fresh from that chicken he was chasing all the damn time.
That wasn't in the first movie. He wasn't chasing chickens in the first movie.
Although whatever disease is on them, he'll have to fight it off.
Right.
So it's just a pre-fight before the real fight.
Yeah, the immune system champion.
His immune system has to fight as well.
That's a whole side story where you see the immune system fighting.
That was one of the sequels. It was just inside Rocky's body.
Yeah, that was the kids' version.
What was that movie that Bill Murray was in? You went inside his body?
Yeah, what was that?
Wow, Osmosis Jones, right?
Yes.
I was thinking of the one with Martin Short.
That's in Innerspace. Innerspace is a great movie. No, this is animated, and you go inside. I think it's a Farrelly Brothers movie, if I'm not mistaken. And you go inside Bill Murray's body as it fights immune problems.
Well, there's also that kids show that they're actually bringing back with that SNL lady that you love.
Molly Shannon?
No. Oh my gosh! Why can't I remember her name right now?
Who did she play?
She always plays Oprah.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, Maya Rudolph. She's supposed to do the voice. Do you know, Dan, what I'm talking about?
Magic School Bus.
Oh,
they're always going in people's bodies. They're shrinking down and going into the bloodstream.
Wow.
Fighting off white.
The reason I brought this up before we break here because we got a break. I don't know how we got into like fighting immune system, but what I wanted to bring up was watching Rocky Tuesday night. You know, he's got to run. He's going to run miles and miles and run up those stairs, the big iconic stairs that he, you know, runs up. Do you know what kind of shoes he was wearing? Dan, he comes out to warm up. He gets ready after he drinks his eggs, goes outside. He's wearing the exact same shoes that I have on right now.
I was going to say, Chucks, probably, if you noticed them.
High top black Chucks. And I was like, yeah. See, now in the 70s, those were athletic shoes.
I was going to say, they have the worst support system.
I know. And it's so funny because he had to run miles in Chucks. And I'm like,
just been barefoot.
All right. We got a break here. And then we're going to talk about things that only 70s kids remember. Or if you want to jump in, you're younger or you're a little older, what were the big things when you were a kid? 312-981-7200 on WGN. God, I love Queen. 773 area code for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Requested Queen. That's Bicycle Race. If you want to request one artist, 3 songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for more. We were talking about things that were big when you were a kid, and specifically, if you're around my age, I have some stuff here that only 70s kids will remember. But we'll talk also about things that, you know, from your generation, if you're older or younger than I am. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The first thing on here, Esmeralda, is tube socks.
No.
Yeah. At some point during the late 60s, tube socks became a thing and carried well into the 70s. They became super popular among skaters and sports stars, giving the reason to seek them out. And they were tube socks that usually had stripes around them.
Right.
And went almost up to your knee.
Don't they get itchy?
I don't.
Doesn't it get bothersome?
Yeah, you would think. I don't remember. I mean, I had them. Of course I had them. I wore tube socks when I was a kid. I don't know if they were itchy or not. I would imagine that that's a possibility, sure.
See, I just had long socks that I would then fold down.
Ah.
They were very tube-like, but they weren't tube socks.
You know what's funny is in the new movie, it actually comes out tomorrow, Phantom Thread, which you can see in 70mm at the Music Box, which is one of the things I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to go see Phantom Thread a second time, but this time in 70mm. The beginning of the movie takes place in the 50s in London, and I don't know. Daniel Day-Lewis is in it. You know what it's about. He plays like a dress designer and a dressmaker who designs dresses and makes dresses for royalty. He's a big time guy, you know. And this is in the 50s in London, and they show at the beginning of the movie. They kind of show, his morning, rituals when he gets up, what he does, and how sort of. What a perfectionist he is, and like he plucks his eyebrows, he gets meticulously dressed, he combs his hair 15 times, he does his nails, and everything, and they show like his morning habit, and when he gets dressed, I don't know if this was a thing in the 50s in London, but he put on the longest socks I've ever seen. They're like these very beautiful sort of red socks that got pulled up all the way to his knee.
And no.
So I was like, man, he's putting on some long socks. So, but yeah, tube socks, man. You put on your short shorts and you wear your tube socks that went all the way up to your knee, and then you'd play basketball or jog. That's what you would do with your tube socks.
And then would they wouldn't fall, right? Because
they were filled with elastic.
So that's when you know they're not good anymore.
Right. If they would fall, then you couldn't wear them anymore.
Slouchy socks.
Exactly. You wanted socks that had good elastic that held up and did not fall while they were all right up to your knee. Let's see. Here's, we got a couple of texts that are coming in. Robert says, how big was your first sound system? I still have mine in my garage with Jensen speakers. It's the size of a small chest. Yeah, no. Our stereo was huge.
We had the big stereo for the longest time.
Yeah.
Probably until I was out of the house.
Yeah.
They still had it.
Yeah. The stereo systems were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the bigger the speakers you had, the cooler you were.
Right. And it's, at least in my house, it was its own furniture.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Yeah.
Yeah. And the speakers were these gorgeous wood.
Right. Exactly. That's what your TV was, too.
Yeah.
It was like a piece of furniture.
A big wooden one, too.
Some of them had the combo where you had the stereo and the TV together.
She's like a transformer.
Yeah. Yeah, the turntable would be on top, built into the TV.
See, we had a whole piece of furniture for the stereo system.
Yeah, we did too. Yeah, we did too.
With the different levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, one for the record players, cassette tape.
Right. Yeah, different
CD. Yeah. We had CDs at one point.
Right.
So then.
Yeah. 312 area code says, my best 70s memory were terry cloth tube tops. Yeah, I was a fan of tube tops, not wearing them, but in the 70s I enjoyed seeing people and women in tube tops. 815 area code says, be kind, please rewind. Yeah, be kind, rewind. That was like the sticker on that they would put on all the VHS tapes when you went to rent a movie.
I never understood why people wouldn't rewind. Be a jerk.
Yeah. Well, that's why you get the machine. You got no excuse. Some people were like, I don't want to rewind because it's going to ruin my VCR. And it would do wear and tear. But then when they released those little machines that did nothing but rewind a tape, you have no excuse.
That's a lot. Yeah. That just seems like too much. Like, yeah. Really? You have to buy a separate machine?
It's just a little thing, though. You stick it in and boom. Oh, man, that's going to end up on the show Friday.
And then, you know what was nice? What I always did? When I remember rewinding tapes was then you would talk about the movie.
While it was rewinding?
Yeah, because you go, wow, that was a movie. Or that stunk.
While you hear.
Yeah. And then you watch it, you kind of go, oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah. Gives you time to discuss the movie.
Yeah, see?
All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up next. And then more stuff that only 70s kids will remember and stuff from your youth. 312-981-7200. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in. One artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. 773 area code. Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. That's the third song, so that completes that Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk and text. We're talking about only things that 70s kids would remember. And And also, whether you're older or younger, what was big in your memories of when you were growing up, what was really big? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. A couple of more texts here. 859 area code says, the first television show we watched on our brand new color TV was Mannix with Mike Connors. Well, I hope George Karzis is listening, because he's our resident Mannix expert. 847 area code says, we had the first 12-inch black and white TV in a huge console. We also used to have like 20 kids come and fill the floor in the front room and watch Gorgeous George wrestling. I was very young, but it was a vivid memory. 608 area code says, I remember when the original Atari came out, and of course the Star Wars craze in 77. Yeah, the original Atari was big. I was in high school. I think I was a freshman when that got big. I never had it. A couple of my friends did have the Atari. And my friends always, you know, we used to love to play the hockey game on ColecoVision. Because you guys are too young, you don't remember ColecoVision. I think that was probably before you were born, or maybe around the time you were born. It was ColecoVision, and we used to love to play the hockey game because we thought it looked cool. Now, if you do a Google search for, like an image search, Google image search, Dan, for ColecoVision hockey game, those were the high-end graphics. Just take a look at it, and then just realize that was like, oh, this is the coolest. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, huh?
So lifelike.
Oh, man. You know, the Atari stuff was ridiculous, too, because I remember they had a Raiders of the Lost Ark game, and they also had a Superman game. And if you look up the images of that, like the graphics on that, they just look like little blobs. They don't even look like, doesn't even resemble a person at all. It's just like a blob. If you do like an Atari Superman image search, you know, it just looks like a blob. Oh, man. All right, here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
All right. You know, one thing about having on TV, when I lived in my grandmother's two flat, their neighbors had on TV, so it was a little less scrambled.
Right.
So I was able to actually watch those X-rated films.
Yeah, that's like the first 5 minutes of American Pie.
Right? And also, you know, we also had the black and white TV and the Sony Trinitron.
Oh, yeah.
In the living room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So one of the big things my old man used to do, my pops would do, if the Cubs had a night game, he would bring the black and white TV up to the front room, and if the Cubs Sox were playing at the same time, so he'd have the Sox on the color TV and the Cubs on the black and white, whichever one. Watching two games at once.
Yeah. You know,
that's how
he was way ahead of his time, because now screen inside the screen is a big thing.
Exactly, you know, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do that. And appointment TV at the time, I remember the big thing was when Pinky Tuscadero came to town.
Oh, yeah.
Fonzie's girlfriend.
Yeah.
The big demolition derby.
Yeah, that was big. Yeah.
You know, got Saturday morning cartoons. That's what I was talking to Dan about. Now, the only time we had cartoons was after school, you know, before school, after school, and sometimes during lunch break, too. They would show little blocks of cartoons. But there was, during Thanksgiving, there was only one channel that showed cartoons, and it was Channel 7. Remember, Channel 7 would show all the regular Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
They were the only channel that did that on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then, right before back to school, I don't know if all the channels did it or if one channel did it, they had a big, like, back to school special, and they were preview all of the upcoming Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, yeah, no, that was every fall they did that, yeah.
Yeah, they don't, you know, of course, now we got Cartoon Network,
well, yeah.
Tommy, Boomerang, yeah. You know, Nickelodeon. So but that's pretty much it for me. I mean, there's a lot more I could go into. That's way too much of your time.
All right. All right, Patrick. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man, take care.
Take care. There you go. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
You know, Lawn Charts we used to have in the 60s and 70s, the metal spike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, with the round ring. Back then, though, we used to drink water from a garden hose. The lights come on.
Yeah. You'd drink water from the garden hose. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, and what's interesting about the about jarts or lawn darts is that, you know, people would get them stuck in their foot, or, you know, they would throw them up in the air and get stuck in an arm or something. You can kill somebody with those things. And so, but they were very popular. We had them. We had jarts. You know, we would throw them at each other, you know. Well, I've already discussed how my friends and I would play. Most of the time we'd smack each other with stuff, like, you know, throw bikes at our heads, you know, smack each other with Hot Wheels tracks, you know, set fire to our G.I. Joes and whip them at each other. That's how we had fun. So, Mike, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We talked about this before, but Esmeralda, clackers.
They're like, they're just big giant marbles on ropes.
Yeah, big giant marbles. And you would just like manipulate the ropes and have them go tink, pong, 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 pong. I can't tell you the number of times you'd get hit in the testicles or smack a friend in the mouth with them.
I mean, I don't even know why you would use them to play rather than just swing them over your head.
Yeah. Well, we used to have fun with those. That's, you know, those were fun, clackers. How about this? Table trays.
Like TV trays?
Yeah. TV table trays came out around the early 50s and then they became popular for most decades, but especially in the 70s. You would get like your TV dinner, which is, you know, your frozen dinner, and eat it on your TV tray while you were watching TV. That was the way a lot of people ate their, a lot of families ate their meals. Instead of sitting around like the, you know, the family table and having a home-cooked meal, you would throw a TV dinner in the oven, and then 45 minutes later, the family would sit and have their own separate TV trays and watch TV while they ate their banquet meal.
See, we never needed TV trays because we had a TV in the kitchen.
Yeah.
we've always had like a tiny TV.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, because my mom always likes to watch her stories, her telenovelas. She's cooking.
That's exactly. My parents have a TV in the kitchen, and my mom likes to watch TV while she's preparing meals or doing whatever. And they have a TV in the living room as well. There's a TV in the bedroom too.
Yeah. No, we were a TV in every room family.
Yeah. Yeah, we had for most of the time that I lived with my folks, it was either one TV and a small black and white that you could like move around, like a handheld black and white that you can bring to whatever room you want.
I was given the crappiest of the TVs.
So like when it was like a hand-me-down?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty tiny, and then it needed like a box because it wouldn't pick up the cable.
Right.
I remember it needed a little box because I think I did something where there was a cord or something that I just broke it because I got really mad because the antennas weren't working.
Mm. Wow.
I was trying to watch something. I got so mad with it.
You busted it.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this from the 70s? Teen Tiger Beat. The magazine was filled with teen idols, gossip, music, film, fashion advice. The covers of the magazine would have some of the biggest teen stars on shiny paper in all its glory. Tiger Beat.
I never got into those.
Were they around when you were?
Yeah, they're still around, I think.
Are they really?
Yeah, those Tiger Beats and
16.
Teen Bop and whatever. All of those.
Dynamite?
Yeah. I mean, they have different names, I think, now. But those have always, I mean, ever since. Because the boy bands have not let up, so.
Yeah.
Or cute boys with dimples.
What is it? Was it Dynamite, Dan? Wasn't that one of the. Wasn't.
I don't know about Dynamite, but I do know that my friends up the street, they were, you know, our age, and they had pictures of the Mighty Duck Boys all over the place, all over exactly. Their rooms.
Yeah, you needed, where are you going to see pictures of JTT?
Yeah, that's right, JTT. So are you saying that maybe your friends had a picture of Kenan Thompson on their wall, maybe?
Maybe, but more than likely the very attractive Hispanic guy that was part of the team.
Right. I think Kenan Thompson's the cutest.
No, it had to be Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson? Wait a minute. Joshua Jackson was in
The Mighty Ducks? Or what'd you say?
Wait, Pacey was in was in the Mighty Ducks movies?
He's the central main kid, Charlie.
Are you kidding me?
That's who Emilio Estevez dates his mom. Yeah, like.
All right, for 2 seconds I thought I was like, wait, isn't that what you're talking about?
Wait, oh, I'm Charlie. Sorry. Wow, you've blown my mind right now.
He's Charlie.
Because I've only seen the first two Mighty Ducks movies. I don't remember much about them. I totally didn't remember that Pacey was the lead. Wow.
How could you forget when they went to the prep school and had to deal with all the...
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing about the Mighty Ducks movies. I have Slapshot, and I've had Slapshot since I was a kid. And that's if I'm going to watch a hockey movie, I'm going to watch Slapshot, not one of the Mighty Ducks movies. So, although Slapshot is not age appropriate for kids, but I mean, I saw Slapshot. First time I saw Slapshot was when it came out. I was 12. A completely inappropriate movie for me to see. But I mean, by that time, I had seen everything. I had, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the.
No, Slapshot was
nothing. Phases you. As
Slapshot
a kid.
Was like a Disney movie compared to some of the other stuff that I saw. But I always go back to the fact that my dad took me to see The Exorcist when I was 8. So that, I mean, that's like right there. That's the one that if you want proof that I saw things that were completely inappropriate at a very young age, there you go. So, but wow, Pacey. I didn't even realize that Pacey was in The Mighty Ducks. So he was actually the big lead in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
He was the big one, yeah. I mean, you know, his mom was the one that worked at the diner. That Emilio Estevez eventually tried to pick up and date.
Now, how old was he then?
He played 12, 13? So he was probably like 15.
Well, he was like a teenager when he got on Dawson's Creek, right?
Yeah.
Would he have been like late teens when he got on Dawson's Creek?
I mean, you know, they probably, when they started Dawson's Creek, they were 19, 20, I'd imagine.
When Dawson's Creek started, like, what, 98 maybe? 97, 98? 98. Yeah. So, yeah, they were probably like 18 or 19 by that point. Because the Ducks movies came out, what, 92?
Well, he's 39.
Yeah, he was born in 78.
Okay.
So let's do the math.
Dawson's Creek was 98, so he was 20 years old
20.
When Dawson's Creek started.
All right. So in the Mighty Ducks movies, then he's like 15. Because they came out like in 93, 92? The first Mighty Ducks movie wasn't the early 90s?
92.
So he would have been 14, 15. So, all right. That makes sense. Wow, I'm just... Now I'm going to have to watch clips of the Mighty Ducks just so I can see Pacey on ice.
Sure.
Wow. All right. We have to take a break. We've got more things that only 70s kids will remember. We got a bunch of texts coming in and things about your childhood as well. 312-981-7200. We got a break here for weather and traffic. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. That's right, man. Tom requested The Temptations. That's Runaway Child Running Wild. Temptations, very, very fly band. Speaking of fly, we're back tomorrow with Fly Jams Friday. You can get your requests in. DJ Shagru will play them. We celebrate all things R&B on Friday mornings. We also are counting down to the Dummy of the Year. So we will play back all the way. From which months are we doing tomorrow, Dan?
That would be April, May, and June.
April, May, and June. We will read all the dummies of the week and then vote on who the biggest dummy is until we have 4 finalists. And then we will remind ourselves of all 4 of the finalists and vote on the Dummy of the Year. We will crown the Dummy of the Year. That's coming up. Also, Straight Out of Context, that's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And also, Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to this station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. Those are our regular Friday features, which will return tomorrow, along with our good buddy Herb Weisbaum. He's going to be with us to talk all things consumer-related. We are reminiscing here, which we love to do on this show. I have a list of things here that only 70s kids would remember, but we are also remembering things from other generations as well. Herb from Maryland says, I had the Super TV channel. It went off air during the week. It stayed on all weekend. And TDK tapes were $20 each. Yeah. I guess right at the beginning of the video thing, you get blank tapes for like $20. Jeez. Brian from Montana says, I remember wearing plastic bread bags over my feet before putting them into my green and yellow galoshes. Yeah, you put like Wonder, you put like the empty bag of Wonder bread on your feet. And then you would put them, you know, you'd wear like double socks. You put an empty bag of Wonder bread on your foot, on your feet. I sometimes put a rubber band around that so it doesn't fall in. And then you'd put your boots on.
Why?
So your feet wouldn't get wet. Like if it soaked through your, if like the slush or the snow or whatever.
Because you'd pour quality galoshes? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know? So you would put the bread bags on your feet.
I had some awesome snow boots.
Yeah?
They're all Technicolor. Ooh, and snow pants.
Snow pants?
Yeah, you had to wear the whole getup.
Right. So did you look like Ralphie's little brother in A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
I can't put my arms down.
Yeah, and you'd walk around. Whole in this big old outfit.
331 area code says, I wish I still had my mod watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about Z Cavaricci? You remember Z Cavaricci? 773 area code. I remember Soul Train. Soul Train ruled. Soul Train was awesome. 765 area code says, I used to love Viewmasters when I was a kid. They're still around, right? I think Viewmasters are still around.
They're much more advanced now.
Well, now you can do virtual reality, so you can.
They're very 3D looking.
Oh yeah.
Pictures.
Oh. 708 area code says, I had several colorful combs with the big long handles, and I would put them in the back of my jean pocket. I would always comb my feathered hair. How big was the comb in your back pocket? Let me explain something to you. That comb with the handle in the back pocket was massive when I was in high school. Everybody had a comb sticking out of their back pocket. I had a comb sticking out of my back pocket. Everybody did. And I had feathered hair, parted down the middle and feathered. You look at my graduation picture, my high school graduation picture, feathered hair that I had just combed with my big blue handled comb that would stick out of my back pocket. That was a fashion thing then. It's all, everybody had them. And girls were wearing really, really tight designer jeans when I went to high school, like Jordache jeans and Gloria Vanderbilt and stuff like that. So.
See, and ours were the opposite, Dan. I don't know if you...
Baggy clothes?
Yeah. Did you partake in the JNCO jeans?
Yeah, never JNCO, but did have the baggies.
Yeah, was,
you've seen the JNCO jeans, right?
Oh, yeah. Nick? Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They're like, you look like you were floating.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing, but it was completely opposite. I went to high school between 79 and 83. That's when I went to high school. And it was all the girls had very, very, very skin-tight designer jeans with a name on the butt.
Yeah. And I wore very... I wore really loose pants, like mm-hmm. carpenter pants, and I would my shoes would drag on them, but that's how you knew they were good. My mom would try to fix them, like, no, they're comfortable now.
No, they're all frayed on the bottom.
Yeah, real frayed.
Oh, yeah.
Would they get wet? And muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Steve says, I went to high school from 70 to 72, and college from 72 to 77. Those numbers really don't add up, do they?
What was it from?
Steve's a smart guy, so maybe he did jump ahead.
He went to high school, he said, from 70 to 72. That's 2 years. High school is usually 4 years.
Maybe he's a really smart man.
But then he went to college from 72 to 77, so he probably went right to college then. And then he spent 5 years in college. Wait a minute, what?
Does he have degrees?
I don't know.
Like fancier degrees?
It says, I remember I had to go through 2 draft lotteries. Oh, God, that must have been fun. Also, gas was 29 cents a gallon, so it would cost me 75 cents to fill up my Honda 350 motorcycle. There was also the Bicentennial in 76, where everything was painted red, white, and blue, and finally the disco era. Ugh. Yeah, the Bicentennial year was pretty amazing. They used to have this thing called the Bicentennial Minute on TV, where they would do like a little piece of bicentennial history for you. That whole year, 1976, it was just nuts. Everything was red, white, and blue. Bicentennial Minute, Crazy. So, all right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then more memories here. And we're also going to remember the great Milt Rosenberg, who passed away yesterday at the age of 92. That's all coming up right after the news, which is next. Welcome back, everybody. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. Tom with the Temptations, Can't Get Next to You. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. We've been talking about things that only 70s kids would remember, and we're talking about that. And also, we talk about some of the other things that that your generation, if you were older or younger, remembers as well. And we're talking about that as well. And I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Hang on a second. No? All right. Is it there? No? Is it gone? Okay. So, anyway, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has your opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive for a Thursday morning. All right, we got a bunch of texts here and a bunch of other things that 70s kids would remember. How about shag carpeting? Shag carpeting, man. That was cool. Carpet quickly rose to popularity with free love and hippies, people that were well off, and people who just believed it to be cool. And in recent years, shag carpet has been making a comeback, but with a classier look. We had shag carpeting. Everybody had shag carpeting in the 70s.
I don't know if we did, but I know my kitchen in the first house that I essentially was born in had carpet in the kitchen.
Carpet in the kitchen.
Yeah. And it was paisley or some weird, like,
really
weird looking carpet. Yeah, because I remember seeing pictures. I think that was that house. I don't know. There's a picture of my mom wearing quite a caftan like outfit that kind of pretty much matches the carpet that was in the
kitchen.
It
was carpet? Wasn't a rug, like a throw?
No, it was carpet. It was the whole thing.
Oh, boy.
And they had an avocado green fridge.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about hassocks? You ever have a hassock?
I have no idea what that is.
You, Dan?
I did not know what it was until I saw this list.
Really? A hassock is like, it's H-A-S-S-O-C-K, and it's like it's like a footstool, but it's like...
It's an ottoman.
Yeah, I know, but they were called hassocks,
But like on a pedestal, according to the picture I saw on this.
Not all of them were on pedestals. They were like, but it was they called them hassocks, and they were all, I mean, they were essentially an ottoman, but they were like really tacky. Hassocks were like, they matched like the shag carpeting. They were upholstered, but usually had fur or something around them. I mean, it served the same purpose as an ottoman, but they were called hassocks. And they were big, man. Everybody. Big. Everybody had a hassock. Yeah. I guess that's a term that nobody uses anymore. Boy, that was a term we used all the time. We never said ottoman. We never said footstool. We used to say hassock. So, let's see. Charlie's Angels. Today, everyone knows about Charlie's Angels, but only kids of the 70s know what a phenomenon the show was. After the second season of the show, the ratings decreased, and by the fifth season, the show was canceled. Yeah. How about the wall telephone? Now, those were the best. A telephone that was on the wall.
Yeah, we had one in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's where you had the one in the kitchen was always on the wall.
And a very long cord.
Yeah, so you could walk around the house with your phone.
I'm talking about how cute Pacey was.
Yeah, exactly. But and then, of course, rotary phones. That's always one of my favorite things. I love it when people, you know, we've done this a million times on over the years, Dan, where I request people call in and prove that they have a rotary phone. Because you can call, if you have a rotary phone, you call in, and if I hear the that's proof that you have a rotary phone.
I think our wall, the kitchen phone, was a rotary.
Yeah, we upgraded to touch tone. But, I mean, when I was a kid, I remember we had rotary phones. It was really difficult to try and win radio contests with rotary phones. You had to be, like, caller number 12.
Did you have to kind of have a head start?
Yeah, because I, you know, listen, I won a lot of radio contests when I was a kid, and you know, the rotary phone thing, you'd have to start because they would usually do it at 20 after the hour or 40 minutes after the hour. That was usually when they 20, 40, or 50 minutes after the hour was when they would do it. And so I was ready, and I knew when the contest would happen. So I'd be ready to hit that final the final number just when they announced. And then when the touch tone thing came in, it was much faster. So yeah, I was one of those Dan. I was one of those annoying, you know, the people who produced the shows that I call in knew who I was. And back then there wasn't like a 6-week rule. You could win like every other day. Because now there, what is it? Is it 6 weeks? Doesn't it six,
60 days?
60 days
for something prize valued under X amount of dollars,
right? And then it's like 6 months if you win something more than
right.
But not. They must have put those rules in place because of me. Because I would call Captain Whammo like every other night.
Who would have thought that the FCC would have a file on Nick DiGilio and it would be about prize winning and not something else?
Well, I'm sure there's another file elsewhere. Yeah. All right. The old wall phone and the rotary phone. Okay, we got more texts here. How about 45 records? Yeah. And that's not records that you hit that number to 45. Like, I had 45 records, and my brother had 46. No, they were talking about 45s. There were 45s. They were called singles. And then there were 33. That was your albums. 630 area code says, oh, this would be fun to watch, Esmeralda. Listen to this. I still have 2 VCR tapes that I made when MTV started. They're full of my favorite videos.
Nice.
That would be awesome to watch.
See, I never thought to do that. I never thought to record off the TV. I recorded off the radio, but never the TV.
Videos, you mean?
Yeah, I never thought to do that. But I would always, on the radio, I was ready to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Did you have the situation like with me where I did that and it would be weird to hear those songs without hearing like the first part of another song immediately following it,
or they segue into another,
or like a commercial, you know,
or a DJ. I had a tape somewhere, and it's she don't use Jelly, and it's James Van Osdell talking, introing the song on the tape. So I think it's weird that he is now my colleague.
Yeah. So, like, when I would go to the Hungry Brain, if you were bartending, and I played the Flaming Lips, did you go, where's James Van Osdell?
No, because that wasn't even, I don't even think that was, like, a best of.
On what?
On the bar.
Well, they had, because trust me,
didn't
I played.
She Don't Use Jelly? Yeah. It might have been gone by the time I was there.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember that.
No, because I used to play it all the time.
But, yeah. So I always, when I hear that song, I always think of the tape that I
have. You always think of the tape, yeah. I remember I used to put a cassette in, you know, and record it off of the thing, the radio. And I remember when the song Renegade by Styx came out, which is a song that I can't stand now, and I don't like Styx. But back then, I thought it was an awesome song. And I heard it on the radio, and I was like, oh, man. And they were like, yeah, man, this is Renegade by Styx. Yeah. So I became sort of obsessed with it. I had a tape in my cassette radio thing to tape it if it came on. But it wouldn't come on. I had it going for like, I was sitting in front of the radio there, and it hasn't came on. I was switching between, you know, a couple of rock stations trying to make sure I could find Renegade. Yeah, man, Renegade by Styx. And so, which, and I'm so embarrassed because that song blows, but I was like 11 or something when it came out, and I thought it was like the coolest song ever. And I remember, this is a very specific memory, this is a very 70s memory too, because we were going to go to Old Chicago, okay? And of course, Old Chicago was the indoor amusement park that was surrounded by a terrible mall that had really terrible stores and no anchor stores, and it always smelled really badly in there. But it had an indoor upside-down roller coaster and all that stuff. It was a big thing in the 70s. It was in Bolingbrook, and we used to go to Old Chicago all the time because you can go to the amusement park in the middle of January and ride rides and all kinds of stuff. So we used to go to Old Chicago. So I remember my friends and my mom and dad and everybody, we were going to go to Old Chicago, and I was still sitting in front of the radio until like a minute before we were leaving because I wanted to hear Renegade by Styx. Yeah! So I put in a 120-minute cassette. So that's one side, obviously, side A would be 60 minutes. So I hit tape, I hit play and record in the hopes that in that 60 minutes, Renegade would come on. And then we left for Old Chicago. So as soon as we were walking out the door, I hit play and record and we left. And we went to Old Chicago, we had fun, we did all the thing, and I came home and I immediately rewound the tape. And it came on about 40 minutes in. They play it about 40 minutes in. So I had this entire 1 hour side of tape just so I could fast forward it to the 40-minute mark so I could hear Renegade by Styx. Yeah!
Yeah, because you couldn't edit them, right?
No, no.
Because you had to pop off the tops of them or something.
To make sure that you couldn't record over it, you would pop the top off
yeah,
of
or you would
the
tape.
Tabs. You would or tape over it if it were...
Yeah,
you know.
I would always tape over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but yeah, that's my story, my embarrassing story about how I used to like Renegade by Styx.
Such a waste of a tape.
I know. Total waste. The song's like 3 minutes long. But that's what we did, man. I had to... Oh, yeah, I got Renegade by Styx. And then I ended up getting the album, you know, but...
I would do that, but I would just wait it out.
Yeah, but we were going to Old Chicago.
So you're like, I gotta do it.
As soon as we were like, seriously, we had our coats on and we were ready to walk outside. And I'm like, okay, we're leaving for Old Chicago right now. The hour starts now. Record, play, boom, out. Go to Old Chicago for 4 or 5 hours. Come home immediately. Go right to the device. Rewind it and listen all the way through the tape. And then at the 40-minute mark, yeah, man, here's Renegade by Styx. And I remember going, yeah.
Do you remember what else was on the tape now?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
What else did you record?
I'm trying to remember. I fast-forwarded through most of them. Like, a song would come on, I would fast-forward and go to the next one.
So did you just leave it?
Well, I left it right at that point. So anytime I put that tape in, it would be queued up to Renegade.
And then just rewind.
Yeah, and then I'd rewind it 3 minutes and then take the tape out. But then I got the album. But this, I remember this was like when the record, when it first came out. And I loved it. And then, I mean, I had the record like 2 weeks later, so the tape was useless after 2 weeks. I ended up getting the album like a couple of weeks later. But I had to have the song. I became so obsessed with it, I had to have the song immediately.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
But now you wouldn't understand if you knew the song, because it's a terrible song. It's a terrible song.
See, I would call.
Do you know?
Radio
by the way, do you know Renegade by Styx?
I don't know it offhand.
All right, Dan, we can do it after we have to break here. But, I'll play you a little portion of Renegade by Styx, and then just think about what an idiot I was to be obsessed with this song when I was like
usually
11.
Teases are supposed to keep the audience around.
Hey, there are a lot of Styx fans that listen to the show, because whenever I talk bad about Styx, all of the South Side of Chicago yell at me.
Oh, so then play it, because then we'll get a bigger audience.
There you go. So
all
hang
of
on,
the
everybody.
The South Side's going to show up.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to Old Chicago, but I have to have Renegade when I get home.
Oh, that's so specific. You could have just waited to come back and
I just was so obsessed. I was just such an idiot. Just a moron. Oh, man. Oh, and in the car on the way to Bolingbrook, I had my dad turn on those radio stations to see if they were playing Renegade, and I was disappointed not to hear it.
Well, how long did it take to get there?
20 minutes, maybe half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's in Bolingbrook, though. That's, yeah, half an hour.
About a half an hour, yeah.
I was going to say, how did you not hear it?
No, we didn't.
But you said 40 minutes.
And I also think, yeah, it was at the 40-minute mark. I also think my dad was like, I'm not going to listen to this crap because, you know what I mean? I think at some point he probably put GN on.
And then to switch over on all the stations? Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No dad would do that.
Yeah, I know. My dad's like, no, knock it off. It sticks, moron. Triple Play Thursday. Tom requesting The Temptations with Ball of Confusion. 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're talking about stuff that only 70s kids would remember. And so I was telling the saga of how obsessed I was when the brand new single by Styx called Renegade came out. So much so that I set up an hour-long cassette in my radio/tape deck pressed record and play for an hour to play to record an hour in the hopes that they played Renegade as I went to old Chicago with my family. Okay, so Esmeralda, you don't know the song offhand.
I don't think so. No.
And Dan, did you know the song?
Once I heard it.
Once you heard it, yeah. All right. Well, this is the reason why I put in an hour long tape and was obsessed to tape this while I went to old Chicago. This is the song. Yeah, man. So that's the reason.
Okay,
Esmeralda.
I know that song. Isn't it in?
It's in. I think it's in Adam Sandler. Yeah.
So is it when Billy, he goes to high school?
Billy Madison? Yeah, it's Billy Madison.
Yeah, when he drives up and he's like leaning on his car.
Yeah, exactly. He's cranking that. So stupid. Oh man. So anyway, I was so pleased when I heard that coming out of my one speaker of my radio / tape deck. When I got home from old Chicago, I had it was a lovely evening. Went to old Chicago, was able to enjoy all of the lovely old Chicago stuff, and then I got home and I got to listen to Renegade. That was a good evening for the '70s. I am an idiot. All right, we got about a bunch of texts here. You ready? Here we go. 630 area code says, I was so happy being the first kid on our block to get a Schwinn Stingray banana seat bike in metallic purple. And then my father put a 4-inch orange safety visibility flag on the back of it.
Safety first.
That's right. 224 area code, what about banquet cooking bags? Oh, yeah. Do you know those, Esmeralda?
No.
They're like it's like frozen, you know, it's like frozen like a chicken a la king or something. And it's in a plastic bag, and you boil water, and then you stick the bag in the water, and you cook it for like a half an hour, and then you take it out, cut the bag, and dump it out on some toast.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Steve from Portage says, oh, man, Nick, I loved ColecoVision. It was great for sports games. We played the hockey game, the ColecoVision hockey game, nonstop. 574 area code says Pitfall was my favorite. Have a great day. Well, thank you. You have a great day too. Pitfall on Atari. Again, the visuals, I mean, the graphics, amazing. 410 area code says, of course, 8-tracks. You ever have 8-tracks in the house, Esmeralda?
No.
No?
Just records.
Just in cassettes?
Tapes, yeah.
Yeah. Dan, you ever have 8-tracks in the house? You know.
We had one. My mom purchased Aha's Take on Me on 8-track.
Wait a minute. On 8-track?
Yep.
It was a single?
Maybe. Or the full album.
But it had to be the whole album.
You know.
Wow.
I just remember it was Aha.
Okay. 910 area code says Pac-Man and Donkey Kong were the best. Well, they still are, right? Don't people still play that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 815 area code, Hot Wheels. You know, we've talked about Hot Wheels before. You get those Hot Wheels tracks and just slap each other in the face with them. They came out with the loop in 68. In the 70, the loops had two motorized soft rubber wheels, and it shot the Hot Wheels. They can go around the track. In 72, the awesome Sizzlers came out that had a charging station. Tom says the 70s became the dawn of blockbuster movies like Jaws, Close Encounters, etc. A little movie called Star Wars, too. All right, so, all right, we're gonna wrap this up here with your memories of your childhood and stuff that only 70s kids would remember. The news is coming up in like 6 seconds. All right. Welcome back, everybody. No more time for Triple Play Thursday. We thank you guys for participating. Coming up after the 4:45 break, we are going to play back the Blackhawks Express from last night's game. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive Thursday morning. I'll be joining Steve this morning for my weekly Thursday morning segment. So stick around for that. Around 6:20 this morning I'll be on. Always love hanging out with Steve and the gang. All right. We are talking about memories that only 70s kids would remember and some of the other memories that you have from your generation. We got a bunch of texts. Let's get back to them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. 708 area code says, remember Quasar TVs? I do remember the Quasar TV. Yes. Let's see. 847 area code says, Tab Diet Cola. Well, Tab is still around, right? Isn't Tab still around?
It made a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some years back, it made a comeback.
And it was gone for a while. And, of course, obviously, the diet drink that dominates the diet drink field is Coke, Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
But Tab. Light Bright and Shrinky Dinks. 773 area code says, I remember those big red Magic Kiss carpet store lip neon signs that overlooked the expressway at 87th and on the Dan Ryan and the Eisenhower Expressway. Wasn't Magic Kiss, Dan, wasn't there also a Magic Kiss sign on the Kennedy?
I believe you're right.
Like at Lawrence, maybe? Somebody remember that? Because I know that they had them, you know, overlooking a couple of other expressways, but my most traveled expressway when I was a kid, considering I'm a North Sider, was the Kennedy, and I think that there was a Magicist sign that overlooked the Kennedy.
Yes. Edens, Dan Ryan, Kennedy, and Eisenhower all had one at one point.
Okay. 815 area code said, I loved American Bandstand. Yeah, man. Dick Clark. Trevor from Antioch says, I still have a pair of JNCOs. Oh. Oh, there you go, Esmeralda. Listen to this little... little piece of trivia. You ready? From Trevor in Antioch.
Yeah.
Says, I still have a pair of JNCOs. My biggest pair is 72 inches at the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, really?
That was a huge thing. It was more in my school. It was a huge thing with the kids who wore the corn shirts.
Oh, sure.
They wore corn.
Well, you want to specify this. It's the rock band with the K.
Right.
Not like they're walking around with pictures of ears of corn
Del
on their...
Del Monte cans of corn. It's, yeah.
That's a lot of fans of Green Giant walking around. No, it was corn with a K.
The band Korn, Marilyn Manson, all that stuff. Metallica here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, Korn, that's the perfect band to go with that look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's the other? Did Korn do the shoot the bullet video?
Yes.
That's them, right? Where the bullets flying around? Mm-hmm. They did a lot of. They did that kind of stuff, right? Didn't they? I'm sorry. She was taking a sip of water. Esmeralda's choking now. You all right? I'm sorry. Dan, I think we need a paramedic. I'm sorry. You all right? That was my corn. Was I close? Was that close?
It was so close.
Oh, okay.
All you're missing is your JNCO jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And didn't he have like cornrows too?
No, they had like weird.
Like, who was the dude with the corn?
Well, I think at one point one of them had cornrows, but people would do like.
Coolio?
Yeah, they look like Coolio. It was very
depressing.
Would
Coolio doing the hair sticking up?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It was really, like braids. Yeah, braids just sticking straight out. It was the worst. No. And those were the quote-unquote goth kids at my school. And I was like, that's not goth.
That's not
You're just
goth.
Wearing corn shirts.
That's not goth. That's not goth.
It's Marilyn Manson. I was like,
no,
guys.
No. The Cure. That's goth.
Oh.
So, you all right?
She's a really good...
I've never done a corn imitation before. That was the first time. That was the first time I ever did one. Maybe it's good that my throat's all irritated. Maybe that's why it sounds better.
Yeah.
All right. I get corn confused with some of those other bands that at that time
all
they
that
were all
new metal.
And that what was Fred
Limp,
Durst? Fred Durst.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
Ugh, yeah. All that stuff.
I did it for the Nookie.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
What an idiot. All right. 573 area code says Nehru shirts and jackets. They came back. I think, didn't Nehru come back for a little while?
I saw that. Were they the little collars?
It's Austin Powers wears. That's a Nehru shirt.
I think
shirt.
Those look cool, but whatever.
I think they look cool too. Yeah. 708 area code, the 60s, ice cold KO in a bottle. Oh, KO was good.
What was KO?
KO is a chocolate drink.
Oh, okay.
Like Yahoo?
Mm-hmm.
It was just called KO.
Yahoo.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to drink search engines. Yoo-hoo, yeah, Yoo-hoo. You couldn't get only KO was available here.
Oh, really?
For a long period of time, you could only get Yoo-hoo on the East Coast.
Okay.
And I remember the first time I tasted Yoo-hoo was when I went to New York, and they're like, "Yes, KO stuff is crap. You got to have the good stuff, the Yoo-hoo," and it was good. Yoo-hoo is good.
I was not a fan of drinking already made chocolate milk.
Oh, you like the Hershey's and stuff?
No. Quick.
Oh, Quick.
We were a Quick household.
The powdered Quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Powdered Quick.
Okay. 773 area code says American furniture and olive green and goldenrod appliances. Yeah, burnt orange and green were big in the 70s.
Yeah.
We had a green couch, green, like a plastic couch.
Oh, wow. Ours was brown.
We had an orange curtains.
Yeah.
I mean, it was burnt orange and green. Those were like, oh, these are so stylish.
Yeah, we had a brown couch with, they had black lines.
Ooh.
Like design.
Wow.
It wasn't that
Did nice. Your mom put plastic on it so nobody could spill anything?
No, oddly enough, she didn't.
No.
Because she's a very clean, like, very paranoid person.
Did anybody ever have the room that you couldn't go into?
Oh, yeah, we still do.
Oh, yeah? Really?
My parents still have that room. Although my mom will tell me, like, oh, why would you never bring your friends and sit in there? And I'm like, what am I going to do, just sit in there? Everything's really spaced out, too.
It's all, like, we used to have the room. I mean, I just grew up in an apartment.
Right.
You know? I mean, it was a big apartment. It was a real big apartment.
Well, here, it's the front room.
It's the front room. That's what we had. We had the front room. And you couldn't go in there. There was, like, a period of time where my mom put a gate over it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, you couldn't
like
even
baby
go.
Baby gate?
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
And she would put a gate.
I love how that's supposed to stop you.
Right.
You're a grown
We also had a cat, too, so that.
How's that going to.
It didn't stop him.
Just stops over. Yeah. Or jumps over.
He jumps over it, yeah.
My dog would pee on the rug.
Oh,
in there.
No, not in the front room?
Yeah, it was an oriental rug. And I would always
He would
just,
pee on the Oriental rug in the front room.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I would always say it's like because it had green in it. So I think
so
he
it looked
thinks
like grass?
Yeah, I think he thinks it's grass.
Oh, man. All right. Plaid pants, turtlenecks, and leather vests. 815, very good.
I used to wear, as a kid, a crocheted vest.
Oh, yeah. No, those were big.
I think my grandma made it.
Yeah.
I thought I was the coolest, and I would wear it with a turtleneck.
Ah. Okay.
I looked like such a nerd.
And you, JNCOs
No. I never got to wear the JNCOs.
No. Oh.
But as it like middle school, I thought I was the coolest wearing turtlenecks and crocheted vests.
That sounds great. You sound like a fashion, you sound like a fashion icon. Renee says, remember when you looked forward to new physical albums being released? Yes, I do, Renee. Going to the record store, buying the album, being so excited, looking at the album cover and reading the lyrics and looking at the liner notes. Then listening to the first side, walking back over to the record player and flipping the album over to the second side. Sometimes there were posters and words to the song on the inside. The artwork was always creative. You could spend, in the 70s, you could spend hours just looking at the cover of one Yes album.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh man, look at that. Glenn says, don't forget you had to buy a rake for your shag carpeting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
708 area code says the McDonald's promo song record that came in the newspaper. I don't remember that.
Hmm.
262 area code says Betamax was the superior video recording format. That's true. Betamax was better. The quality of Betamax was actually better than VHS.
Yeah.
But VHS took off and nobody was buying Beta. And so that's why they phased out Beta.
Right.
But because VHS became the more popular. But Betamax was the superior.
Did you ever buy LaserDiscs?
I did not. No. But as you know, Eric and Colin were
right.
all over
yeah,
LaserDiscs.
Yeah, he said he had the LaserDiscs.
Yeah, he brought in his Star Wars LaserDisc collection. No, I never got into the LaserDiscs. I should have because I was a geek. But Betamax, the only people that I knew that had Beta when we all, you know, like in the 80s when everybody had, you know, VHS and stuff before DVDs came out, was the Oaken family. Scott Oaken, when he lived at home.
Did they always have the
Well,
like the newest thing?
His dad worked for Zenith.
Oh,
and was like, yeah. We're getting the best.
Right.
And the best is Betamax.
Yeah. Well, he probably had a discount, too. Are you kidding me? They're probably just throwing them out the window.
He was always, every product was Zenith in the house. Like, everyone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah. So that was, it was Oaken had the, like, so if we would get a movie, you know, we couldn't bring it to Oaken's house to watch it. We'd have to, you know, go to somebody else's house because Oaken had Beta. And if we were going to watch a movie at Oaken's house, we'd have to get it on Beta, and not all the movies came out on Beta.
Yeah, I was going to say. So it was like, it more expensive to get
Beta? Was more expensive, yeah. Mm. But it was it was, of those two formats, it was better.
Right.
So, in terms of quality. All right. Well, there you go. Everybody, I hope you had fun going down memory lane, and I hope everybody enjoyed listening to Part of Renegade.
I kind of like that song.
Do you? Would
that
you?
Do, 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 do. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I certainly loved it when I was 11 when it came out, and I loved it enough to put a 60-minute tape into a stupid tape recorder.